Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
New York City taps lawyer for Mayor Adams' sex assault lawsuit. It's Tuesday, April 9th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in New York City, with a high near 72 and a low near 50. Before today's top story, the Bronx is the only borough that doesn't have a hospital-based state-accredited rape crisis center, even though 25% of reported rapes in New York City take place there. And Bronx District Attorney Darcel Clark wants that to change. Manhattan has six of the state-accredited centers in public and private hospitals, which provide short and long-term care for sexual assault victims, state records show. Despite having among the highest rates of sexual assaults in the state and three large public hospitals, Jacoby, Lincoln, and North Central Bronx, plus the sprawling Montefiore private hospital network, the Bronx does not have a center. The longstanding gap in services spurred Clark this week to send a letter to NYC Health and Hospitals President and CEO Mitchell Katz, calling on the agency to fund such centers at the three public institutions. The reason why the borough doesn't have an accredited hospital-based rape crisis center is a bit unclear based on interviews with various officials. And an array of citywide zoning changes from the Adams administration meant to boost business by overhauling laughably outdated red tape got a lift from the mayor Monday ahead of a critical vote later this spring. At a rally on the steps of City Hall, Mayor Adams and a crowd of supporters touted the City of Yes for Economic Opportunity package of 18 business-friendly zoning proposals. Among other things, the changes would ostensibly make it easier for businesses to relocate and expand, fill vacant storefronts, bolster manufacturing, and improve access to corner stores. The rally was held shortly before the City Council Zoning and Franchises Subcommittee reviewed the proposal at a hearing where several council members grilled city planning officials. Zoning for economic opportunity includes changes intended to bolster the life sciences and urban agriculture industries, enable commercial spaces on upper floors, and update rules around home-based small businesses. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Celebrity attorney Alex Spiro, whose clients include Elon Musk and Jay-Z, has been retained to represent Mayor Adams against the lawsuit accusing him of sexually assaulting a police colleague over three decades ago, according to court filings. A Manhattan Supreme Court notice submitted Monday says Spiro, partner at the Quinn Emanuel Urquhart & Sullivan law firm, has signed on to serve as Adams' co-counsel in the case brought by Lorna Beach Mathura, a Florida resident who alleges the mayor assaulted her while they worked together at the City Transit Police Department in the early 1990s. Adams denies the assault claim and has said he doesn't recall ever meeting Beach Mathura. The new court filing says Spiro will also serve as co-counsel for the NYPD's Transit Bureau, which Beach Mathura named as a defendant alongside Adams, alleging it discriminated against her and helped enable his conduct. The City Law Department will continue to represent Adams and the NYPD together with Spiro in the assault case, according to the court papers. A Law Department spokesman told the Daily News that city taxpayer dollars will be used to cover legal fees incurred by Spiro and his firm as part of the case. Spiro is expected to bill the city $250 per hour to represent the mayor, while any associates at Spiro's firm working the case will cost $175 per hour, according to the department. Spiro did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment. Megan Goddard, an attorney for Beach Mathura, did not return a request for comment. The mayor drew some pushback over the decision to have the law department represent him in Beach Mathura's suit, given that the accusation pertains to an alleged incident that predates his time in public office. Sylvia Hines-Radix, Adams Corporation Counsel, told reporters last month that her agency made the determination that he's entitled to law department representation since he was a city transit cop at the time of the alleged assault. Spiro's client list is a who's who of celebrity A-listers. Musk, the brash billionaire founder of Tesla, tapped Spiro in 2022 to oversee Twitter's legal marketing and trust teams after buying the social media giant for $44 billion. Since then, Spiro has continued to represent Musk in various capacities, including in a 2023 securities fraud trial on claims that Musk had misled Tesla investors. Musk was found not liable in that trial. Spiro's representation of Jay-Z has included defending the renowned rapper against the claim that he should have been on the hook for $67 million in damages over a failed cologne deal. After Spiro stepped in, Jay-Z was instead awarded $4.5 million in royalties. Spiro's other celebrity clients have included Rolling Stones vocalist Mick Jagger and rappers Megan Thee Stallion and Bobby Shmurda. The lawsuit against Adams revolves around an incident that allegedly took place in 1993. Beach Mathura claims Adams assaulted her after offering to help her get a promotion at the Transit Police Department. The suit alleges Adams pressed her for oral sex after driving her to a vacant lot near the Hudson River. When she refused, he then forced her hand onto his genitals. In responding to the shocking claims last month, Adams was adamant the alleged incident never took place. "This did not happen," he told reporters at City Hall. "It's not who I am." For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.